Thank you, Mr. President. As an international humanitarian disarmament organization, we have the privilege and responsibility of doing our best to bridge international fora like this meeting of states parties and the women, girls, men and boys whose lives and livelihoods are affected by landmines, as well as all our staff and partners that work in the field every day, often risking their own lives. Article 6 of this Convention on International Cooperation and Assistance is a cornerstone of this convention, which should be seen as a framework for transparent and genuine cooperation, encouraging and valuing those states that are open about the challenges they are facing and the resources, including financial ones, they need. The legitimacy, effectiveness, and success of this convention are heavily dependent on the resources made available, as well as the coordination of the provision of those resources. As also indicated in the foreword of this year's Mine Action Review, we are sadly witnessing several situations that have been overshadowed by more recent crises. There is no doubt that mine action needs to be mobilized in times of crisis to prevent harm as much as possible and as soon as possible, often through risk education activities. However, crisis should not make us forget that while landmines are generally very quick to emplace, long time and patience are required to remove them and address their various harmful effects. Mr. President, cooperation and assistance are also essential to ensure the meaningful participation of all states and stakeholders in relevant fora. Multilateralism truly works only when we are all sitting at the same table, especially those states that are facing and witnessing implementation challenges in the field every day. We are very glad to see the proposal of Article 5 Committee to develop a deeper synergy with the International Cooperation and Assistance Committee. This synergy can be very important, not only to coordinate how and where resources are invested, but also to make sure that the experience and the expertise of affected states animate the discussions we have in this forum. In fact, the approach to international cooperation should always take into account the expertise and lived experience that states that have been directly dealing with landmines contamination have developed throughout the years. These states can share important lessons, particularly with neighbors and colleagues in the region who face similar challenges. Donors and implementers have a responsibility to support, facilitate, and encourage such exchanges, recognizing the immense wealth of knowledge, expertise, and experience that exists among affected states. We would also like to highlight that international cooperation and assistance should also be based on the interrelation between the APMBC and other instruments and agendas, including the Sustainable Development Goal 2030 agenda. In fact, mine action has a long-term and cumulative effect, which often means that cooperation and assistance in mine action fulfills broader humanitarian peace and development goals. Article 6 of this convention and the practices developed from it significantly contribute to the uniqueness of the IPMBC. We should all be proud of such uniqueness. Uniqueness and continue to support it, constantly learning from past experiences in a continuous and collective effort to prevent and address the dangers and harm caused by landmines. I thank you, Mr. President.